I hope you've enjoyed investigating some of the options for organizing your work and your productivity online. We've looked at several genres of tools such as pin boards and social bookmarking and binders. And now you're going to choose one of the specific tools to complete this assignment. So you get to decide whether you use something like Learnist or Digo or one of the other tools that was mentioned in the lesson. And you're going to go ahead and do some preliminary exploration that you can use in one of your latter projects in this class. And so there are two options here. In Module 6, everyone's going to get to do some independent learning. And so in Module 6, you're going to explore some topics and come up with an end product that is appropriate for the topic or topics that you select. And I'll walk you through that. But to give you some idea, at this point, you might want to just explore some of these ideas to help you decide where you really want to put some heavy emphasis when you do get around to Module 6. So some potential topics would be investigating some of the other work from Project Zero. We're diving pretty deeply into visible thinking here, but they have other work there, including multiple intelligences and frames of mind, cultures of thinking, artful thinking, and a variety of other things that you can find on their website. You might also want to explore some of the really current or innovative educational technologies and social media. So that would include things like mashups and multimedia, some of the interesting ways that GPS is being used, things like geocaching, etc. You might look at Minecraft and the educational implications for it. Also, some of the wearable technologies, things like Google Glass and other interesting technologies that are being developed, or even coding and computer languages in education. And then you could also explore some of the current trends and educational innovations that are really quite popular at the moment. And that would include things like hacker education, maker education, design education, MOOCs, gaming in the classroom, open education, and these options aren't all encompassing. There are other directions that you can go, and feel free to send me a short email if you want to run something by me. But that's one idea. As for you, later on in Module 6, you're going to explore two or three of these ideas and come up with an activity. So if you want right now, on this small assignment, you can do some preliminary exploration. And if you don't know what a MOOC is, M-O-O-C, then you can go ahead and do a little bit of exploration so that you have a better idea of what it is. And if you aren't aware of other wearable technologies besides Google Glass, then this is an opportunity for you to investigate those while completing this assignment. So that's option one, is doing some exploration that will prepare you for Module 6 and your independent project. The second option here is for you to go ahead and do some exploration that would prepare you for the final project, which will be the lesson plan that I discussed in an earlier BOO in Module 2, at the very beginning of Module 2. And you're going to write a couple of lesson plans in which you provide learners the opportunity to make thinking visible while using technology. Making thinking visible with technology is what I call it, MTVT. And basically it's taking a thinking routine and integrating technology with it so that the thinking is made visible from that thinking routine through the technology. And so you could now begin to explore ideas and potential topics that you could use when you write those lesson plans, and begin to think of, do some preliminary work to help you be ready to write those lesson plans later. So those are your two options. First thing you need to decide is whether you want to focus this exploration for the assignment you're working on right now, this getting organized. Are you going to focus on Module 6 and do some preliminary work where you explore some potential topics that you might explore more deeply for independent study when you do get to Module 6? Or would you rather focus on exploring potential lesson ideas, technology integration ideas, thinking routine ideas that you could use in Module 8 when we get around to writing those final lesson plans? And so that's the first thing you need to just decide is which route you want to take with this assignment. Once you've made that decision, then you need to decide which technology you're going to use to organize the research. And so are you going to use Pinterest or Digo or Learnist or one of the other tools to help you organize that your findings? And then as the directions below describe, you're going to engage your PLN on two different social media platforms and ask them for help. And so this course is about learning with social media and Web 2.0. And so you're going to engage your colleagues and other professionals from around the world and ask them to help you investigate whatever it is that you're investigating. So, for instance, if you're going to investigate Google Glass and artful thinking from Project Zero, then you could send out some tweets, make some Facebook posts, post to Google Plus. I mean, that's three social media platforms right there, and asking people to recommend resources to help you with those investigations. And then what you'll be doing is providing me some evidence that you indeed did elicit help from your PLN. And so an easy way to do that would be to take some screenshots. So if you post to Facebook and you get two or three comments, take a screenshot of that. And I don't need the perfect screenshot. If you get 70 comments, I don't need to see all of them. I just need some level of evidence that you came through and followed through on that task. And then you're going to begin to organize it. So if you're using Digo, then you'll bookmark some things, and you can see the requirements below. It tells you the specific number, the minimum number of bookmarks that you would have. And you wouldn't just bookmark the websites, but you need to do some annotation, because Digo enables you to do that. So you'd make some notes to yourself about the resource, potential ways that you might use this on the corresponding project later, etc., etc. If you're using Learnist or one of the other pin boards, similar kind of thing. You don't just pin it, but you pin it and then in the notes section, show some thought about how this might be useful. And then as you organize, and if you do live binders, similarly, you can organize and make notes. You can create different tabs and subsections. And so there are a variety of ways. It depends on which tool you use, how you organize it. Because in live binders, you can have, two or three things in a tab. Then you have a second tab with four or five things. Same thing with a pin board. So you can have a pin board with three or four things, another pin board with several things. And then if you were to use Digo, you would break them into groups just by, not necessarily break them into groups, but your keywords and your tagging would help identify which ones are related and those kinds of things. So basically, you're going to organize your research and do some early note-taking and annotating using whichever web tool or web service that you choose. And so read the directions below so that you know the specific expectations regarding the numbers of annotations and bookmarks or pins, etc., that you need to have. But all in all, that's how you should proceed with this activity. So we're bringing several different things that we've been looking at throughout the course together in this one activity, and it should be pretty exciting.